This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities. Today, we welcome the Mount Edgecombe High School volleyball team. With us today is Coach Michael Mahoney and a couple of players, Kathy Holly and Martha Kesayuli. And sorry about that. Coach, let's go to you first and get a little background information about the team. First of all, you coach, how long have you been coaching the volleyball team?
This is my first year back. I coached 4 years, about 12 years ago. So Coach Calkins and I are trading places.
All right. So you have some great experience, but you have some quite a coaching legacy to follow with Coach Calkins. He's done was very successful, I know, in the last 10 years or so, some regional championships and some state championships. How does your team stack up this year?
They stack up very well. So presently we are 10-0 in both conference and out-of-conference play. And just this last weekend we went to the Juno Jive tournament, and they got first place there. So they're playing real well.
What part of the season are you in here now? Because, you know, usually you're keying for the regional tournament, which the champion goes up to state. So where are we here in the season?
We're a little past halfway. We have about 3 weekends left of match play before we go to regionals.
Okay. Where's the regionals at this year?
It's down in Ketchikan.
All right. And confidence is high for that particular tournament?
Yeah. We're priming up. We're doing real well right now, and the girls are playing real clean and aggressive volleyball, and I'm excited for what they can do this year.
Your record in the district area, have you been defeated yet at all with the district teams?
No, we haven't lost a match yet.
Right. How about at that Juno Jive tournament?
Didn't lose there either.
Oh, wow. So are you completely undefeated this year?
We've lost about 4 sets, or, you know, games within matches.
Right.
Throughout the year, but we haven't lost a match yet.
So, Coach, other than the coaching that you do on the volleyball team, what's your other job?
I'm one of the science teachers at Mount Edgecombe High School, and I advise the student government.
Okay.
Keep busy.
I'm curious, now that the season is in full swing, what's your practice schedule like? Do you practice every day when you're not playing, and how much time do you spend doing that?
Yeah, we practice every day. We practice on the weekends and practice in the mornings. So we keep really busy. Some days we have 2 practices in a day. So practice after school.
So you have some games coming up this week at Mount Edgecombe High School at the B.J. McGillis Gymnasium, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We're playing Thunder Mountain this weekend. And we actually got to play them twice in Juneau this last weekend, and we beat them twice. So we're hoping for a repeat performance.
All right, well, let's turn to the stars of this program here. Kathy Holly, where are you from, Kathy?
I'm from Nome, Alaska.
And what year in school are you?
I'm a senior.
And how many years have you been playing volleyball?
I've been playing my whole high school career, but this is my 2nd year attending Mount Edgecombe High School.
Right, and did you play for Nome High School in the early years?
Yeah, I did. Right. My first 2 years.
All right. Get any tournament experience with the Nome team?
Yeah, we did really good my sophomore year. We won regionals and we made it to state for like the first time in how many years, so that was really good.
Right. Kathy, we had an opportunity to talk a few minutes before we went on the air, and you told me about the Juno Invitational Volleyball Extravaganza that you were just at, the Juno Jive tournament that you were just at. And you know, we all know about the Battle of the Bridge and the competition between the two high schools here in Sitka. And you had an interesting story to tell me about what happened over in Juno. And I'd like you to tell the audience about that, please.
Okay. Well, Sitka and Mount Edgecombe haven't really gotten along over the past couple years, and that kind of changed at the tournament because we cheered for Sitka for one of their games, and they were like kind of weirded out, and they like kind of gave us a look, and they were just like, why are you cheering for us? But after that, they cheered for us during some of our games, and we're doing each other's cheers, and we're like keeping each other going in our games, and it was really good, and it was a lot of fun. And I think the 3A teams got really close during that tournament, and we all took a picture at the end, and it was great.
Well, that's fantastic to hear from the rest of us. I know it's fun to have deep, tough competitions, but, you know, when the game's over, it's fun to be able to have fun with it all. Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing with us, Kathy. And now let's turn over to Martha Kaseyuli. Why don't you say your last name for me?
Kaseyuli.
Where are you from, Martha?
I'm from Kliganik, Alaska.
And where's that located at?
That's in Bristol Bay.
And what year in school are you?
I'm a junior.
Okay, how many years have you played volleyball?
4 years.
What's your position on the team?
I'm the defensive specialist. I play in the back row.
And is that the gal who's digging out all those spikes all the time?
Yeah.
Right. What, you have a special training to do that? I mean, you work differently than the rest of the girls, or what?
No, not really. We all do the back row drill and, yeah.
But a big role on the team to dig out those spikes from the other team, correct?
Yeah, it is.
All right. Is that really fun for you?
Yeah, it is. It's pretty fun.
Describe to us what you do when you're digging out those. What's the purpose? I mean,
the purpose is to not let the ball hit the floor and try to get it to the setter so we could hit.
Right. You're not trying to knock, when they spike it, you're not trying to knock it over to the other side right away.
No.
Okay. Give us a little reflection on what Kathy just told us about the tournament over in the Jive and the 3A girls cheering for each other. Were you part of that?
Yeah. It started with Petersburg cheering for us. Then we decided to cheer for Sitka. Right. And Sitka, in turn, cheered for us, so we all cheered for each other.
And I heard when we were talking about it earlier that you guys were listening to each other's cheer and repeating the same cheers that the other team. Is that true?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I'm not going to ask you to do one of those cheers here on the air, but... Oh, that just sounds so exciting. So Martha, tell us about what your goals are for this year. I mean, what expectations do you have for the Mount Edgecombe High School girls volleyball team?
Well, we never lost anyone last year, so we're hoping to go back to state and win state.
Right. So you were state champions last year, correct?
State runner-up.
Who beat you last year?
Grace Christian.
And you both were on the team last year?
Yeah.
How about you, Martha? What's your expectations for the team this year? I'm sorry, Kathy. I was looking at the two of you there.
My expectation is that we keep going undefeated, and we win regionals, and we play together as a team and make it to state and win state this year.
Well, I would like to thank Coach Mahoney for coming in here and bringing you gals. And it's the story we told about the competitive helping each other out. It was a great story, and we appreciate it. We'll go look for it. I know there's some games this weekend. What days are they again, Coach?
We play on Thursday and Saturday, and then Sitka's also going to play Thunder Mountain this weekend as well.
All right, so lots of volleyball for this weekend. So good luck to you in that volleyball action. This has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. Until next time, keep the body and mind active and support high school sports and activities.